Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm actually in a hotel right now in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest.
Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven.
I recorded a lot of great stuff here for future episodes, but I just wanted to let you hear a short conversation I had with Horatio Sands about ASCAT. And if you don't know what ASCAT is, that's it's spelled with four S's in all caps. I'm just going to read to you here from the UCBtheater.com website, where it says, ASCAT is the Upright Citizens Brigade's improv juggernaut that is played to critical acclaim and sold out audiences across the country. So what exactly is ASCAT? It sounds like an infomercial. Well, let me tell you. Well, it starts with a group of improv comedians currently working in film and television, taking the stage, accompanied by a special guest monologist. The special guest shares off-the-cuff thoughts, feelings, and personal remembrances inspired by the suggestion. Then the improvisers use these impromptu monologues as fodder for a series of high-octane, ball-to-the-wall improvised sketches. And it's one of the longest-running improv shows in the history of the world, definitely for the UCB Theater. So it's been going on for a long time and has a special place, and so I wanted to know, you know, what makes ASCAT so special and why has it been around for so long? Here's Horatio.
It started out as kind of the guys who started it, UCB in New York, and kind of as a show that they can do while they're running the theater. So when I moved to New York, I jumped on board, and it just really is the best people in of the theater working together, and so it's easy to improvise and not suck when you got really good guys ready to back you up. And so that's pretty much the secret of it, is just they're all really good guys. So if any one of us are having a bad day and not bringing it, someone always fills in the gap.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing ASCAT with them?
Since like 1998. And before that, we improvised together, but it wasn't ASCAT. Yeah. And the thing about ASCAT is just that we always get like fun monologists. And tonight we had Bob Odenkirk, which was amazing. And when you get a guy like that, you know, he's making his monologues funny as well. It's just extra gas, you know, because we're not expecting laughs from the monologist necessarily.
Is there any stories that stand out from all the years of doing ASCAT?
Well, not ASCAT, but I got arrested doing a show at UCB when we first started. When we were Upright Citizens Brigade, I got arrested. We were doing a protest outside, and a fake protest, a virtual reality protest. The whole show was called Virtual Reality, and we took the audience out into the street, stopped traffic, and we were having a virtual riot, and I was arrested. And it was so scary and cool because a fucking Chicago police car, you know, comes up to me, and I had to make the decision of like give up the bit, you know, say please I'm sorry, or just get arrested. And so I chose getting arrested. And I mean, it was just that was just kind of like it informed me that, you know, the show is most important. And I think we all feel that way about comedy. We're all very precious about it. And so I don't know what the point of my story is other than I will get arrested for your improv show.
You commit to the bit.
I commit to the bit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
So that's it. I told you it was a short little bonus thing. But don't worry. On Monday, we have a great episode with Tim Baltz and Mary Holland talking about Shrink, the new show on CISO. We're recording now.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Time to be serious.
Okay, I'm Mary Holland, president. By title, what do you mean? You mean, is president okay?
Sure, but maybe something relative to your career or the show.
Oh, Mary Holland, Rachel.
And president.
And also president.
Tim Baltz. I played David on the show, and I also wrote and executive produced on the show, on Trink. We're talking about Trink today, right?
Apparently.
Good.
So I hope you enjoyed this little brief interruption in your week. Thank you again to Horatio Sands. Thank you to South by Southwest. And I hope you have a great week. See you Monday.